insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
طاسين ميم.
تا سين ميم.
تلك آيات الكتاب المبين.
These are the verses of the clear book.
لعلك باخع نفسك ألا يكونوا مؤمنين.
Perhaps, O Muhammad, you would kill yourself with grief that they will not be believers.
Brothers and sisters, we have finished discussing the second verse of this chapter. In the third noble verse, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sympathized. So the verse says, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَنْ لَا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Perhaps you will kill yourself with grief, for that they do not become believers. The Holy Prophet ﷺ was so worried and upset that some thirsting people were sitting beside the spring of the Qur'an, and of course the school of thought of Islam, and yet cried because of thirstiness. The Holy Prophet was saddened. Why the sane man goes in an astray path and falls in a pitfall while there are so many lamps and lights ahead? So all the prophets, all the divine prophets, specifically the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were in the same way compassionate. And this sentence has been repeated about him sallallahu alaihi wasallam many times. The word bakhia is derived from the word bakha. That means kill oneself by sorrow and sadness. This meaning shows how much the Holy Prophet of Islam was compassionate towards people and persevered in doing his mission. He loved the people and he loved to see them being led into the straight path. He loved invitation of people so much that the Holy Quran says, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ. You're about to kill yourself with grief. Grief of what? أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. That they do not become believers.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, this verse is somehow sympathizing with the Holy Prophet, saying that you, Prophet, need not worry yourself too much for the people. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ. You will perhaps kill yourself with grief that they do not become believers and لا يكونوا مؤمنين. Some commentators say, claim that the cause of revelation of this noble verse was that the Prophet ﷺ frequently called the people of Mecca to monotheism. Monotheism, an invitation to oneness and unity of the Almighty Allah, has been the first part of invitation of all the prophets, because every other fruit originated from this very tree. But these people did not achieve faith in Allah. The Prophet ﷺ became so worried that his face showed signs of his sadness, and then this verse was sent down to sympathize with him. There are some points that can be understood from this third verse, dear listeners. The first point is that sometimes perseverance, sometimes trying and doing our best will not be enough. We are only ordered to do our best, and we have to worry not about the result of our actions. If we have done our best, we have fulfilled the argument when we are asked about whether we have done our responsibility or not. The second point, sympathizing with sad and sorrowful people is a very divine work. We have all seen people around us that they are saddened. They are going to kill themselves by sorrow and sadness of the different aspects of the lives they're facing. They need someone to sympathize with them, and this is a very divine and recommended act. The third point is that if your objective is so important, like inviting people to monotheism, you need to do more than you're capable of. The holy prophets, in doing their responsibilities, did more than they were capable of. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ, the Holy Quran says. Perhaps you will kill yourself with grief. And this kind of grief, this kind of killing oneself, is one of the most respected attributes of the Holy Prophet. This is a sign of true love for the Ummah, for the people, for them being invited to monotheism and the Almighty Allah. And the last point is that if the people themselves do not want to be guided, even the best kind of books, even the kind of a perpetual miracle, with the best kind of prophet accompanied, is not enough for them. They will not be guided to the right path, and there will be no result for them being invited to monotheism. The verse says, أَنْ لَا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ. You will kill yourself. Why? Because they will not become believers. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always work for me, worry, and when faith begins.